Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about the economy, cryptocurrency, regulations on it that are yet to be proposed, but they're doing more research for the next 6 months at the federal level, according to the recent Biden administration memo. We touched on that. Of course, you can bring up anything at 603-283-6160 here tonight. Ian?
Pickles Mountaineer.
And I'm Ron Burgundy.
Let's go back.
Don't put a question mark on that.
Don't put a question mark on the teleprompter.
Back to the phones here. We've got Mehdi calling us from Canada. Mehdi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yo.
So I have a question of if this strategy for getting that bill to get it passed or not. So that bill or law, whatever it is, that has the ability for the people of New Hampshire to choose their future, like if they want to secede or not. Not that it is a secession bill, but that the people can choose in the future if they do want to.
Right. The bill that sadly was shot down 2 days ago, 323-13. But yes, that bill.
Proof that this is an involuntary relationship.
Yeah.
So that 323. So the assumption would be that these government people that voted, I don't know if they're Congress people or whatever they were.
State representatives, as they're called here. So sort of the equivalent of your members of parliament at a state level.
MPPs.
Yeah.
Okay, got it, yeah. So then, and that these people are voted on are on a geographical area. You know, like they have, they represent a geographical area.
Yes.
Okay, so it'd be four steps, basically. One, get the names of those people that were against 323. Map out their districts. And then move people there. The people that are, say, wanting to come to New Hampshire.
Well, it's basically everywhere. So you really don't have to map out the districts. I mean, with 323, it's pretty much everywhere. And besides, I would never ask somebody to move to a political district simply to run for state rep, just because it's such a, you know, an uninfluential position. You get paid $100 a year.
I don't know if the caller's ever been to New Hampshire, but
he has actually. He's been to Porkfest.
Okay, so it's a small state. It's really not that big.
Yeah, so basically the moving for this purpose doesn't really make any economic sense, but getting people who care about independence to run and challenge the 323, I absolutely support that.
Okay, got it.
I mean, I didn't mean to shoot down all your ideas. Did you have something else that you wanted to share? I mean, people are moving here anyway. And libertarians don't tend to like to be told what to do, right? So as with we've told our listeners for years about the Free State Project and the migration of liberty activists, libertarians. That's the reason why all of us are here in the studio together. We wouldn't have known each other if it weren't for that.
Yeah.
We all came from different places. Good.
Yes. So I was looking for a strategy, like what are strategies that would be able to get this bill end up being passed?
I think the best strategy is you got to replace these oldsters and these statists in the state reps that they got to go. I mean, a lot of these people are never going to change their minds. If we can change their minds, that's great. And I think that is a strategy. For instance, next time around, and there will be a next time. Presuming the 13 people who voted for New Hampshire exit do not lose their elections, and that's the important question is, will these people lose their reelection bids? Because the people who didn't vote for this, who agree with secession, because there are, I don't know how many of them there are, but there are state reps who are libertarian types who are with us on the issue but refused to actually stand up and be counted on this matter because they're afraid of getting reelected, they're afraid of what voters will think. So if Mike Sylvia and Matt Santanastasso and the rest of them, the other 11 that voted for this, if they win re-election, well, then that is evidence that this is not a career killer. On the other hand, if they lose re-election, then they've got a point, right? Okay, this isn't popular. This isn't happening. We should give up on this idea for now or just keep talking to people or whatever.
And I say we should run people – like, in those cases where we had representatives that said, I am going to vote for this, mm-hmm. and then voted against it, those,
that
I
happened.
Think, yeah, those, I think, are the places where we need to run people against them, because we know that liberty people can get elected in those areas. Mm. There is a thirst for liberty representatives in that place, and these people are not doing their job. They don't have the integrity to represent people who love freedom.
Okay, so I'm going to play devil's advocate on this, because I have the same viewpoint as you. I think that these people should be primaried, the people who supposedly are liberty reps but mm-hmm. didn't stand on this one. And the people who counteracted me on that today were saying, but they're still liberty reps. They're still good on 99% of the issues. Why would you want to spend
time? I want someone who's good on 100%. I mean, we know that that a liberty representative can get elected in this region.
But what if they lied? What if they what if they're the type of politician who wasn't honest with the people in order to get elected there? What if they pretended to be a standard issue Republican in order to get elected?
I have difficulty believing that scenario is realistic.
All I have to say is that if your election lasts more than 4 hours, see a physician.
Yeah, and so
wow.
if they ran on being a statist and got elected and then did liberty things, mm-hmm. then they would have no motivation to not do this liberty thing. I mean, in that hypothetical and frankly unrealistic scenario, also, if that region does not want to be represented by someone who loves liberty, then, okay, let's focus somewhere else.
Thank you, Mehdi, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. 'Cause when I called for these people to be primaried, mm-hmm. I understand that, first of all, the independence movement is pretty small. It's still pretty new. We don't have thousands of connected supporters. There may be thousands of people who agree with the idea, but we don't know who they are. They're not on an email list. They're not all on the same forum.
Nor should
they're not talking with one another. So we don't have enough people to challenge all 323.
Right.
We also can't likely encourage someone to move somewhere. So, like, one of the worst reps is a guy named Brody DeShays. He's the guy who spoke on the floor yesterday. He spoke for the longest against independence and tried to scare and intimidate the other state reps into going with him, and they did. Largely, that guy definitely needs to get primaried. But if we can't find somebody that lives in his town, he's not going to be primaried, right? Mm. But when I said that people, the Liberty Rep should be primaried who didn't vote for this, the response was like, oh, well, we should focus our efforts on the worst people. We shouldn't be focusing on the guys that are with us on 99% of the... And my point back was, it costs $2 to run for state rep if you run as a Republican or a Democrat. You don't have to spend a lot of focus to just throw your name into the ring as a primary challenger to these people, and at least then they would have to put up some sort of a fight.
And I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to run liberty representatives elsewhere, but I'm saying that this is how accountability works. Mm-hmm. And if that liberty representative that turned their back on us on the most important thing, gets primaried and wins, they know that next time something like this comes up, they can risk their position by betraying us again, or they can assure their position by doing what they said they were going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm completely with you on this. I wish there were more. Like, even among the people who believe in independence, a lot of them are afraid to rock the boat. Like, oh, well, we don't want to upset... the Liberty reps. We don't want them to...
The boat is rocking. Look around.
The system corrupts everybody who gets in it. So it is a tough ask to say to anybody who gets into politics to be principled, right? Like, that's just a tough ask, because the system itself isn't... It's based in evil. It's not based in anything good.
Well, and that's why you have to hold them to account by the ways that you can. And one of those ways is running someone else who might be more principled than them in the places where people want liberty.
I think the solution... I said it before you were here. I think the solution is noncompliance by many individuals simultaneously.
Sure.
That is the solution.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, but
how do we make that happen?
I know you don't play in the political system, Captain, and I respect it. But in this case, this part of the solution is helping change people's minds. And the reason why this bill was put forward wasn't because we thought it was going to win.
Sure.
It was to get a conversation started, to get maybe some news coverage, which, by the way, a lot of coverage has been happening.
Successful in those respects.
There's been a lot of coverage after the fact. The AP picked up the story, and that's been picked up by the Boston Globe and U.S. News and World Report and ABC News and elsewhere. Newsweek even had their own story that they did. So, and they're quoting some of the things that some of these Liberty guys said on the floor of the State House. So just getting some of these memes out there, getting some of the concepts out there. We've got to get people to think about these ideas about getting out of the United States before the thing blows up on us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We'll be right back.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. But I do want to tell you about ForkFest, which is coming up in less than 4 months. Coming up on like 3.5 months at this point.
Hell yeah. I've got my free ticket.
Yeah, because there are no tickets. You just get yourself a campsite, an RV site, or a motel room with Rogers Campground June 27th through July 3rd. And come on up and enjoy a week in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire with freedom-loving people, liberty activists who have moved here, some who have not yet moved here or considering moving here, and they want to get a feel for what it's like to be around people that actually care about freedom. Well, ForkFest is one of two great events that takes place in the summertime. It's actually the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which last I heard, last weekend, was at 94% of a sellout. So Porcupine Freedom Festival does have tickets, and they are going to sell out because they sold out last year, and usually they don't start selling tickets until right around now.
Yeah, historically, like now is about the time the early planners start getting their tickets. So for them to have sold out, you know, last year and then also be 94% sold out this year means, thankfully, freedom is a hot topic.
Yep, oh, and yeah. A lot of people are moving to New Hampshire, a lot of people considering a move and are planning a move. So it's a great excuse to come on up here. Again, June 27th through July 3rd is ForkFest. That's the decentralized alternative to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a friendly alternative because not everybody can spend 2 weeks in the woods in New Hampshire. But if you've got 10 days, I would recommend you split it up among both of the festivals. You know, some people just do the weekend on ForkFest, and then they stay for the full week of ForkFest, and it's more laid back.
Yeah, and I actually really like having, okay, so you've got a chunk of time where it's really, really busy and everyone's there.
Yep.
And I also like having a chunk of time where, like, it's kind of calm and there's not so much going on that I'm missing five things by doing any particular one thing. So, I mean, whichever your preference is, we've got something for you.
Indeed. Check out ForkFest.party, and that is an unofficial website. Everything's unofficial at ForkFest. It's for creators, you know, people that want to do a thing. You should bring that thing with you. If you want to cook, you should be the one that provides some food for people, because there's always hungry people, and it's probably a good plan to do that. If you want to play a game of poker, bring some chips, bring your table, and have at it. There's probably people that would want to join you in that effort, so just keep that in mind. And there are forums and chat rooms connected over at ForkFest.party. That way you can kind of talk to other people and say, hey, what are you doing? Here's what I want to do. Or maybe somebody's already doing that. You don't need to bring the poker table. I don't know. I have no idea what's happening. But you can check it out for yourself at ForkFest.party.
I like to look at it as the Porcupine Freedom Festival is, you know, hey, see what a bunch of other freedom lovers can put together. And then ForkFest is, hey, let's see what kind of Freedom Fest you can put together.
Yeah, exactly.
And one thing just real quick to sort of touch on last segment. I mean, our plan for, like, because he's like, okay, well, what's your plan for getting this passed?
Oh,
this is our plan.
New Hampshire exit.
Yeah, we're getting more people here who love liberty.
Right.
And, I mean, we get so many people. I mean, this is what people do to check out New Hampshire, to see, you know, if they like the community up here. And then, I mean, almost everyone I talked to last year was, it'll be 6 months, it'll be 1 year before they wrap everything up and head up here.
There was a lot of that at Liberty Forum that we went to last weekend. A lot of people who are, one guy's coming next week, another guy's, 2 months or whatever. Some people just moved. So there's a lot of new blood, fresh faces up here. And every single individual that moves here that believes in independence, believes in, peaceful secession, they will influence the natives. They will influence their friends that they're going to make at that church or at the workplace or at the knitting club or wherever it is that they hang out. And that's why numbers make the huge... That's the most important thing, is to have a high concentration of libertarians in a small population place. That's why the Free State Project has been as successful as it has been, with only a fraction of the people who've pledged to move having actually moved.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if we're to 25% at this point.
Yeah, and we're absolutely bringing out the very best in the people that are here.
Yeah, that's a fact. Let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to Stephen in North Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
In South Carolina, actually.
Okay.
I've never heard your show, and I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry about that.
I found it fascinating.
Welcome. Welcome, sir. Yeah.
I've always been a staunch part conservative, vote straight Republican ticket. Mine's been opened here lately since I've been listening to Russell Brand. Hate to
Yeah, he sure came around, huh?
Do a you know, a plug for him. But
no, I've seen a few of his videos recently. He seems to have changed his tune a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, he really does seem to be focused more on, like, trying to figure stuff out instead of keeping his political position.
I heard him calling out the World Economic Forum in one video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. I mean, amazing. I mean, how he's opening my eyes to the government. It's not left or right. So, and I don't understand the whole libertarian, you know, but I love freedom, and I appreciate, you know, what you guys are doing.
Well, loving freedom is the whole libertarian thing.
Here's the libertarian thing. Let's see if you understand it. Do you think it's okay to use violence or threats to get your neighbors to do the things you want them to do or not do the things you don't want them to do?
If they are threatening you, yes.
No. But I was saying, do you think it's okay to use violence or threats?
Well, hold on. No, the initiation of violence. Do you think that it's okay to initiate? Because if they're threatening you, you're not initiating the violence. Right. You're responding to it.
That's right. Yeah, okay. That's what I believe that.
So you wouldn't use the threat of violence to make your neighbors do things that you want them to do?
No, of course not.
Okay, then you're a libertarian.
Not. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm not a libertarian, but I need to educate you guys on a couple of things.
Okay.
The Death Cross is actually the S&P's 500-day moving average crossing over the 200-day moving average, which creates the Death Cross, which is a financial charting thing. So there's usually you get resistance on different levels. Like if you hit the 50-day moving average, you usually bounce off of that or the 200-day. But once the 50-day crosses over that, and that's – but more, you know, more of an indicator is the bond market. The bond market will tell you before the stock market will. And that's when you get an inverted yield curve where – the two-year crisscrosses over the 10-year. So actually, the interest rates on a 2-year is higher than the 10-year.
Sounds like you know a thing or two about this financial stuff. Yeah. I got to say, it's all Greek to me. But so Death Cross bad?
Death Cross is bad.
Okay.
But the inverted yield curve is worse.
Okay, all right.
So when that happens, but the Fed does not buy stocks.
Now, didn't we get the inverted yield curve already, though?
No, we have not. We have not had the inverted yield curve. But the Fed does not buy stocks. What they were doing, the tapering thing, is they're buying billions of dollars of their own treasury notes and their own government agencies to push down
interest rates. And a lot of mortgages, too.
Right. They're to push down interest rates. So they're printing money, and they're buying, artificially going into the market and buying their own bonds to push down interest rates.
Stephen, hang on. I want to bring you back here, if you don't mind, if you want to keep this conversation going, because you sound pretty knowledgeable about it. So stand by. More with Stephen in South Carolina, as he said. You can join us here as well and take control of the airwaves, just like Stephen. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live, and you, as always, can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A mosque in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol has reportedly become the latest target of Russian shelling as the invasion continues. More than 80 people, including children, were sheltering there, according to Ukrainian officials. The number of casualties is not known. The city has already been hit hard by the Kremlin. The estimated death toll was more than 1,200 since the start of the invasion.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky continues to encourage his people to resist the Russians. He said the Kremlin would need to carpet bomb the capital, Kyiv, and kill its residents to take the city. Over in China, they are reinstating COVID restrictions to limit the spread of the coronavirus in several cities. The country is dealing with a spike in infections, with less than 600 new confirmed cases reported on Friday. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state law that practically bans abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News. A Wisconsin man with a long rap sheet is about to go to trial for allegedly running over people during a Christmas parade.
Daryl Brooks Jr., the man accused of driving through a Christmas parade deliberately and killing six people in Wisconsin, will go to trial in October. Brooks Jr. appearing in court on Friday, where a judge ruled his trial will start October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Columbus, Ohio police officer has been cleared of criminal wrongdoing in the shooting death of 16-year-old Makia Bryant. She was fatally wounded by Officer Nicholas Reardon as she swung a knife at a young woman. Police were called to Bryant's foster home about a group of girls threatening to stab other household members. The Justice Department is now doing a review of the Columbus Police Department. Nervousness over Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused a fifth straight losing week for the Dow, which closed down Friday 230 points. The Nasdaq lost 286 points. The S&P 500 was off by 55. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Phones are open. Actually, no, they're not. They're full.
The phones are packed.
We do still have the SIP line available, which you can go to sip.freetalklive.com, and you can learn more about how to get connected, because there is a bit of a process in setting that up. But once you get it set up, then it's boom, press a button, and you're on our SIP line, and you sound usually better than people on the regular phones. So head over to sip.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about that there. As we go back with Ian Peekless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass in the studio, back to Stephen in South Carolina. Stephen is schooling us on some stocks and bonds related stuff, and I think I'm following what he's laying down.
He's doing a really good job of outlining the financial indicators of, well, what's about
disaster.
To happen. Yeah.
So what else did you want to share tonight, Stephen, or what were you trying to get across, because we had to interrupt you there?
I'm sorry. I really found Rand Paul fascinating, and I think maybe I'm a libertarian because I'm anti-government. And I realize that the liberals are, like, way more controlling than I ever thought they were. And then the Republicans are just falling in line. So,
yeah, they definitely abandoned the few principles that they had for limiting government in terms of, like, massive wars and, like, the drug war and putting people in jail.
Right. Well, like, as far as the crypto, I mean, is there any other more efficient way to transfer money from, say, North Dakota to South Africa, if you're going to buy a product? You don't have to have any currency exchanges or any of that. you know, it's almost instantaneously as opposed to Western Union or whatever. So it, you know, it opened my eyes. I own a lot of crypto, and I wish I'd owned a lot more because my friend had bought in when
that's
it
what everybody
like
says. Yeah. I'm with you, bro. Yeah,
it's still early.
But just to your point, you are absolutely correct. There is no more efficient way to transfer value from one place on the planet to another place, even though, of course, the money doesn't actually move. It's just all on a blockchain, and it's just a public ledger. But it has a feeling of actually moving from one person to another, and it can be near to instantaneous in its settlement. Very, very useful. There's no one standing in the way. That's the most important thing. You don't have to ask anyone's permission. You don't have to pay anybody. You know, like you said, Western Union, they don't collect a fee because they're not involved in this, and they can't tell you no. They can't tell you you can't do it, which is the most valuable aspect of it, because how many people have ever tried to go into a bank to send a wire transfer, and then they just put roadblocks up in your way. They make it so difficult. Western Union, you got to show ID, you got to pay them, you got to wait, you got to get approved, and then they might not approve it, and then you got to call the customer service line, and it's just such a pain in the butt. And crypto just fixes that.
All right, but I just want to warn everybody that I really think crypto is great, even though some old Japanese guy created puzzles to create these coins. These governments feel that this is threatening to their currency, and they're going to shut this down.
They can't.
They are
they
going.
Can't.
They're already shutting it down.
They
can't. They're shutting it down in China.
They're trying.
Well, they can try to make things illegal. They can try to make, let's say, using cryptocurrency illegal or trading cryptocurrency illegal, but ultimately they cannot shut it down. They cannot stop cryptocurrency because it is out of their control and it is a global phenomenon. So even if the U.S. goes all China on crypto and outlaws mining or whatever it is they might want to do in their wild fantasies, they're never going to stop it worldwide. So I'm pretty optimistic about the future.
Right.
Cat's out of the bag, man. Cannot stop an idea whose time has come.
Well, I mean, and this isn't theory. We've proven this. I mean, Canada decided to go full fascism on economics, and they tried to stop money from getting to these truckers, and they illustrated where you can and where you can't. And they cannot stop me from sending a cryptocurrency transaction to them, and they cannot stop them from spending that cryptocurrency.
They shut down PayPal, right? They shut down PayPal. How can they not shut down Coinbase?
They can't. They can go after the centralized hubs, the ins and outs of where people can code what they call onboard or offboard from and to cryptocurrency, and that can make life very difficult. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. But ultimately, that does not stop cryptocurrency because Coinbase isn't Bitcoin. They're just a company that deals in Bitcoin,
right.
And so yes, any centralized entity can be targeted by the state. And Stephen, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And yeah, those are the weak points.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. And without those centralized exchanges, it gets very, very tricky to get in and out of cryptocurrency because then you have to rely on individuals and markets like local bitcoins. And, you know, we know the feds are targeting sellers on there. That's why they went after
us. But the good news is, that's how it was designed, for individual transfer.
Yeah, they can target whichever cryptocurrency exchange wants to participate in their ban, but they can't actually target the transactions themselves or the individuals involved.
When governments shut down exchanges, all they do is effectively cut out the middleman. That's it.
True.
That's all they do. As long as you have two parties who are in agreement and want to make an exchange, they can do so, and there's nothing that anybody can do about it.
Well, I mean, they can investigate you and raid your house at 6 in the morning like they did with Crypto 6.
Yes.
I mean, that's ultimately the reason they went after us. One of the reasons is because we weren't asking their permission, and we weren't, a licensed centralized exchange, and we were doing person-to-person transactions, and they really don't like that.
And that you were broadcasting that fact on the radio. Which really gets their goat, because, you know, if some random individual was off, you know, selling cryptocurrency, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you are flaunting the fact that you are not asking their permission.
Right, and it was our belief that we didn't have to because we had an attorney look at the government's rules. Mm-hmm. They looked at their, you know, the federal government's money transmitter statutes and money transmitter money services business is another one. The things that Western Union has to apply to because they are what's called a money transmitter, where you go to Western Union, you say, I want to send so-and-so X amount of dollars, and they happen to live in wherever. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, some other country or two cities away, and then they take a fee, and then they make that money available for that person to pick up. They're a money transmitter.
Well, and neither they nor lots of people know what cryptocurrency is. Cryptocurrency is code, and it simply hasn't been agreed on that since cryptocurrency is code and code is speech, cryptocurrency is speech.
But now Western Union is suspending operations in
Russia,
and Belarus as well. So if you had family members that you care about in those countries,
send them some crypto.
And you were using Western Union, you no longer can. But of course, they can't tell you you can't send them crypto. Exactly.
Right.
We continue here with Major Payne calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys.
What's on your mind?
All right. Well, three quickies.
Pick one.
One's the first one would be the Keystone Pipeline. I heard a little ditty on the earlier talk show that the Canadian Ambassador of Energy or whatever they call him said that they could have this thing up and running by the first quarter of next year. So mathematically, that tells me if it had never been stopped, right now we'd have 9,000 barrels a day pumping from Canada, which would totally eliminate this fuel debacle we have here.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't the U.S. like a large producer of oil?
The number one.
Number one?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. The largest producer of petroleum on the planet is the United States.
I didn't know that.
I looked at a list anyway. I could have been misinformed, but like, yeah, it's number one us, and Russia's like two or three, and then Saudi Arabia.
Huh. I know that
we
they're sitting
on more than we produce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We consume more than we produce. Because of all the debacle that's going on.
Aren't there regulations?
I'm pretty sure we're currently a net exporter of petroleum.
Really?
Yeah, and that's what Biden recently
said. I thought there were regulations
drilling
in the U.S.
Well, and honestly, the thing is, we ship a huge amount of ours out to China. And if we stop shipping a huge amount of ours out to China, we could afford to stop using the 1% that we're suddenly ordered not to use from Russia.
Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. Time for you, maybe if you get on the line right now, at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartprop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Final segment already?
It is. It is.
Balls.
We got enough time maybe for you if you're on the line right now. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Faithless Mountain Mayor.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We will continue with more of your calls and thoughts. Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. You can also join our chat server over at chat.freetalklive.com.
I've got two quick corrections to make. It's 7%, not 1%.
What is?
The amount that we're getting from Russia that now has to stop of oil.
Right.
And apparently it is the moving average, not the exponential moving average. So I was saying it was like the weighted thing. So anyone who cares about that stuff, about the Death Cross.
Oh, okay. Great.
So, yeah.
So we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Don't forget, join us over at chat.freetalklive.com. It is our Matrix server, which means it's open source. It means it's federated. It means we're running the server, not some big tech corporation. So check it out. Instructions for joining over at chat.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. David calling from Salina, Kansas, listening to KINA. David, welcome.
Hello. Good evening. How is everyone?
Great to be here. Thanks for being here. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Absolutely. So why isn't anyone calling this Russian-Ukrainian conflict what it really is, which is it is an ethno-religious conflict, nothing else?
What do you mean? Tell us more.
So this all dates back to earliest 2019, okay? For those who don't know that Russia is primarily an Orthodox Christian country.
Mm-hmm.
The same with Ukraine. The Ukraine is an Orthodox Christian country as well. In 2019, the Ecumenical Patriarch, who is in charge of the Orthodox Church, very similar to what the Pope is for the Roman Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
Okay, the Ecumenical Patriarch stated that the Ukrainian Church can now be autocephalous, autonomous. He can't do that according to the church bylaws.
Hmm.
The Patriarch of Moscow, Archbishop or Patriarch Kirill, is very upset with the Ecumenical Patriarch over this. Now, with Donald Trump in office, there's no way Putin would do what he's doing today. And that is because in 2020, after the election, the Patriarch of Moscow gave Putin his blessing to invade Ukraine. This is the people of Ukraine are a Slavic people, just like Russians are Slavic people. This has absolutely nothing to do with Putin as far as after resources. This has nothing to do with wanting to hurt the United States. This has nothing to do with Hunter Biden, because to tell you the truth, Hunter Biden is just a small pawn in the global scale of things. This literally is an ethno-religious conflict.
You're saying the Orthodox Church, different divisions, are fighting one another through these government gangs?
Yes.
I mean, so to say it has nothing to do with resources is I think, going way too far. Because there are a lot of newly discovered petroleum deposits, and believe me, Russia wants its oil, just like it wants all of the other commodities.
But it has such a large amount of resources itself. It's also receiving resources from China.
Yeah, it also wants access to ports.
We are not the only ones. Well, they got Crimea. They now have Crimea.
Right. I mean, and they want to make sure they keep it.
To some extent, most conflicts, wars, if you will, regardless of their political term, whether they're sanctioned wars or unsanctioned wars, for the most part, at some point, they all become religious, or they're claimed to be religious. Oh, God told me to bomb this country, stuff like that.
Well, states themselves are a religion.
Right.
There's that.
Well, also, the two easternmost states that are now independent of Ukraine, air quotes, independent of Ukraine, are the most conservative and zealot of the Orthodox Christians in the area, in that country. They firmly believe that Moscow is their patriarchate. They believe that what the Ecumenical Patriarch did is not right.
This is an interesting angle on it. I've definitely not heard this one yet. So
yeah, I'll definitely have to look into it.
Do you think it has anything at all to do with the claims of Putin's claims about denazifying and demilitarizing as well?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. In all fairness, I am an Orthodox Christian. I attend an Eastern Orthodox Church that falls under the Ecumenical Patriarch. So
what are your church members saying? What are your fellow church members saying about this?
We are very saddened. We are very saddened with heavy hearts that this is happening in two Orthodox countries. Religiously, this is not what is supposed to be happening. We are supposed to be united Christians. We're not supposed to be attacking each other. This is absolutely wrong.
So you think So you think this has absolutely nothing to do with NATO encroaching and threatening Russia?
No, I believe this has absolutely nothing to do with NATO, because NATO is toothless without the United States. And the fact and
what difference does that make? I mean, yeah, sure, maybe it is toothless without the United States, but it is centered on the United States.
Well, that's right. That's right. It is centered on the United States. And you think President Biden's going to do anything about it? Absolutely not. He's not going to do absolutely anything about it, and that is why
I think that whatever president
we
have is going to put more and more military stationed everywhere that they can next to Moscow. Yeah.
No, I don't think it comes down to Moscow. I really don't. Russia is not that strong as people think they are. The only thing that makes Russia scary is the amount of nuclear weapons that they have, and the fact that they believe in a type of manifest destiny of uniting the Slavic world.
Well, it's not about whether they're scary or not. It's about these are two gangs that both want to take over the planet.
You're talking about NATO slash U.S. versus...
Yes, I'm saying that the Russian Federation and NATO, ultimately the American Empire and its extensions, are two giant gangs, both of which want to conquer the planet.
David, interesting perspective. Thanks for sharing that with us here tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Padraig on the line from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Padraig.
I'm here. Your last caller was 50-50 right, 50-50 wrong. So are you. 50-50 right, 50-50 wrong.
All right, what did he get wrong?
My word. I'm 50-50 right, 50-50 wrong.
What do I get? What do we need to know here, Patrick?
We need to know, first off, you guys are going to hide out in the Shire, but even the hobbits had to go out into the world to save the planet, right? So let's agree upon that. Can we agree upon that?
No, I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, with cryptocurrency, I'm already everywhere in the world.
In fact, I've already traveled around a bit, and I decided to come here of my own free will.
Okay, Frodo, even in the Shire, had to travel outside the Shire to save the Shire.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to export freedom once we can get it here in New Hampshire. We're going to create a place where there are no freer places. We are going to be the freest place, and we'll set an example. So we'll export a good example. Thank you, Padraig, for the call today.
Well, and the One Ring is lying to the people and them believing it, and we are absolutely casting those into the fire that forged it.
There's three movies about walking.
Let's talk to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, no time left. So let me just say, obviously I want the world to know that M. Monica Zamora and John J. Romero Jr. illegally trafficked my children, because I proved it in the New Mexico Court of Appeals. But I'll skip all that and cut to the chase. The common denominator, as much as you don't like the founders of the United States, they left you a clue in the form of we the people. What they were trying to tell you is that government that they believed in was bottom up, not top down, and
Amen.
Every single one of these problems that you've discussed in your program tonight are because of top-down government instead of we the people. A clue. It's a clue.
Yeah, the individual has to make the choice of which associations are voluntary.
Yeah, and also to not comply with the ones that violate that.
Thanks for the call, David. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
I love the fact that we're going to trade with Venezuela. They're going to release two Americans out of their country. You know, they're just happy.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Venezuela is now this great place, and it's totally
after
fine.
After we just tried to overthrow their government, yeah, we're making friends with everyone. Iran, Venezuela, all so that we can have less oil coming from Russia without stopping our shipments going to China.
It's like getting, overjoyed because a person is released from prison who hurt nobody in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, we covered this actually earlier this week. The mainstream media is changing their tune when it comes to Venezuela and their reporting. I saw more than one headline talking about how, Venezuela is capitalist now. It's open to the dollar, capitalism. And
turned on a dime, didn't they?
When we read the story, they talked about how the price control department is back in business and visiting 1,900 businesses in just the month of January.
Capitalism.
Yeah, there ain't no capitalism going on in Venezuela, but they are cozying up with the U.S. state, and that's different. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. Like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.